Blog Talk Radio.
Churches, Lord, from sea to shining sea, we lay aside our differences and stand in unity. We've been silent far too long, forgive us as we pray. Proclaim we must in God we trust, don't leave America.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You couldn't hear me before?
No.
Well, no, I'm not going to say it. Garbage. Oh, Christmas trees. Okay, well, I was hoping it was going to work again today, but obviously that hope is in vain. So we'll do it this way. It's not as easy, but it works. So we'll do it. It's okay. All right. Yes, I know, darn, you got me now because I'm on my phone now. Yeah, how about that? Anyway, that opening song was called Don't Leave America Today, and it was sung by Jan and Phil Inloff. And John found that. I don't know where John finds all these good music songs. They just kind of seem to gravitate to him. I think it's like a magnetic thing, except only towards music, something like that. Anyway, I asked him, should we start the show or end the show with that? And he says, I don't know. That's a hard decision. I says, okay, we'll start the show with it. You know, you go eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and you pick one, right? So we did. And that's what we ended up with. So let's, we've got a lot of music today, and today is a special show with Elvis Gospel and having it being covered by Eloise Saman. Saman, M-A-N. I do that every time. I don't know what it is. But anyway, she's South African, and she speaks Afrikaans and English. She sells real estate for a living. So, hey, hey.
Oh, girl.
And there's only a couple of, there's only a couple of songs that you can hear an accent in. She has very good English. It's a good command and a good accent. It's just pure. But there's a couple of them that her home tongue accent sneaks in through. And it sounds kind of cool because it sounds like a Dutch accent. And we thought it was Dutch at first until I looked it up because the words were different. But I think South Africa was originally colonized by Dutch. So that would kind of explain the similarities. But it's really kind of cool. I like it. But I looked it up, so I know that she's not Dutch. And I don't know what this silly thing is doing to me again. Extra space? Yes, extra space. Okay. Touchy, touchy, touchy. This computer is touchier than a child with skin allergies. You know, it's like you touch them and they'll scream because it hurts. Oh, well. I wonder why my computer is that sensitive. This is the only one I've got. I have three computers. This is the only one that does that to me. If you don't have it exactly right, it pretends it doesn't have it. Drive me insane. Well, no, it can't. I'm already there. Okay. Anyway, so much for that. Let's get this show on the road because it's just the two. It's just Eloise and Elvis today. And it's going to be great. She has a very beautiful, pure alto. And I love listening to her voice. It's gorgeous. So here's the first song that we're going to have from her is If We Never Meet Again.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey. And perhaps never meet anymore. Till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away all that beauty will show, where the charming roses bloom forever, and with separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore.
With a guitar. I think she's playing the guitar. That's my take on it, you know? Hey, there you go. I do not know how old she was. Someone asked how old Eloise Saaman is. Her last name is S-A-A-Y-M-A-N. Her first name is Eloise. It'll tell you. I don't know. I'd have to Google it. So you might as well get the same information I can get. There you go. And here is the Elvis version of If We Never Meet Again that Eloise covered.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps never meet anymore, till we gather in the heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore. If we side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and
this world,
there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the the charming roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again the sight of heaven, I'll meet you on that beautiful
sure.
Nice, nice, nice. You can tell that he sang that while he was still, well, a lot younger. It wasn't real young, but he hadn't matured into his 30s yet, I don't believe. But, hey, sounds good. It all sounds good. Doesn't matter how old he was when he does a gospel song. It all sounds beautiful. So that's just fine. And hello, Sue. How are you, baby?
I'm doing good.
Oh, well, awesome.
Better.
I'm glad to hear that. I just try to stay awake today. I don't know what the thing is. I slept half the night. I think it's the weather. I slept half the night, was awake half the night, went back to sleep, had to get up to do the show. And I thought, okay, I'll lay down for a while. I zonked off again. I woke up about 10 minutes before I had to get in here and start putting things together. And I'm still not awake. I made strong coffee and everything, and I'm still not awake. I don't know what.
Wow.
But we've already had our very first really strong thunderstorm, heavy rain. So I'm thinking it might be the weather. It's just this low atmospheric pressure is like, okay, we're going to weigh you down and make you sleep.
Well,
and it's trying
almost called you last night, and I thought, no, she could be in her meeting she was telling me about. So I decided I'd wait and call you another time. So anyway, it started raining here today for the first time in a long, long time, but didn't get much. A lot of loud thunder. And,
oh, wow. Well, we had loud thunder for about an hour before it rained, but then it, like, somebody tipped up the buckets, and down it comes. So much for mowing the lawn today. You know, it's like you can't mow first thing in the morning because the dew makes the lawn too wet. And if you mow your lawn wet, it's just going to tear it up and clog up your mower and cause problems. My neighbor across the street was out mowing his lawn yesterday, and he started having problems with his mower. It's, you know, kind of clogged up and everything. You can't do any of that.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, it'll dry out today, and I can mow tonight. I'll get part of it done tonight. Because I can only mow when I have one charge, because it takes too long to have the second charge come up. And, well, that's not going to work now. It's too wet. There's a big old puddle right at the bottom of the steps. It rained that much. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah.
Well,
no, guys, I'm not going to fall asleep during the show. That's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't joke about it, because it's not funny if that happens. And it's never going to happen. I just don't do that. So we're okay. Sleep is not going to happen during the show. So don't even think about it. We're okay. So I do a lot of other things half asleep, but the show is not one of them. Gone to work. Fell asleep standing up behind the front counter before at the hotel. I was like, okay, that's kind of stupid, but right? That's what 4 o'clock
happened
in the morning. That was weird. That was weird. 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm waking up standing behind the counter. It was only a few seconds, or else I would have fallen down, but that's just a strange feeling. Anyway, it's an old soldier trick to be able to sleep standing up, because you got to sleep where you can. Oh, man. All my uncles were soldiers, and so you heard the stories all the time, you know. But, okay, here is another one Eloise is going to do that she covered from Elvis, and then we'll hear Elvis' version after. Help me.
Another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile another smile, just one more smile. I know I just can't make it on my own. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could do things by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. So with a humble heart and on a bended knee, I'm begging you, please help me. From your golden throne to me, lonely me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove these chains of darkness and let me see, Lord, let me see where I fit into your master plan. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could do things by myself.
Hardship to have a show with her. This is wonderful. And here's a live version from Elvis of Help Me.
Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Help me smile, another smile, just one more smile. You know I just can't make it on my own. I'm begging you, please help me. Come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness, let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. Get by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With an underwater on bended knee, I'm begging you, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, you can't beat that, but we're going to try to match it. Why not, right? How about, yeah, this one. Well, you got to do it right, Jim. I'd tell you. Well, that doesn't work, does it? Sometimes this is a lesson in patience. I decided that. This is trying to help me be patient. Yeah, right. Okay. How about? How about that doesn't work? Okay. Find that later then. I know I can find Elvis version. I don't like it when this computer doesn't like me. Here we go. Let's do this one first. His hand in mine.
You may ask me how I know my Lord is real. You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel, but I know he's real. Feel his hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He will guide each step I take. And if I fall, my Savior, He'll understand till the day He tells me why He loves me so. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know.
Didn't she do a beautiful job? Oh, my word. Yes, and yeah. Like I say, her picture is on her albums holding that guitar, so I am pretty certain that she is the one playing that guitar that accompanies her. And that's what you hear her singing to is a guitar. So I think it's great, of course. I don't know if I love guitar music. So, hey, you know, this fits right in. I'm a happy camper today, guys. I really am. This is fantastic. And to go along with this, here is Elvis with His Hand in Mine.
LZWW0374, take two.
Hold it. All right.
Yeah.
Still rolling.
Okay, one more. Yeah, it's LZWW0374, take three.
My eyes can see only you. your joys, your tears are gladly shared. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there with every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take. Now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours. With every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I love to listen to Eloise's version. I really do, because she's got such a beautiful voice. But you got to top it off with Elvis, and it just can't be beat. That's just how it is. But we're listening to both today, so we're having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday music show. So here's another fantastic one. Eloise doing Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm alone. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead. When my way grows dream, precious Lord, linger me. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me
Precious Lord, lead me on.
home. Sometimes these buttons, you click them and they're going, I'm not doing that. You can just go jump in the lake. Anyway, yes. Yes. You know they do, Sue. You know that.
Oh, no.
Anyway, okay. Now we're, as soon as the computer decides, yes, okay, I'm awake, we're going to play Elvis version. Well, here you go, kids. Boom on.
Take my hand, lead me on and stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, lead me near. When my life is almost hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious love, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm precious love, lead me home, lead me home.
Oh, yeah. Can you just hear the prayer in his voice when he sings that? Oh, you betcha. Like, if you got to go, no better way to go than praying to Jesus to take you home. I love it. I think it's great. You know what? Singing. It's a good thing singing isn't banned by some of these churches. I'm afraid they would go wanting for people to be in them on Sundays. Because there are churches that ban dancing. God didn't ban dancing. It's just a certain kind of dancing that you shouldn't do. But he didn't ban dancing. David danced unto the Lord. I mean, come on. It's an expression of joy. It's an expression of thanks and praise. Thank you for this life. You allowed me to be able to breathe, and I can move, and I can sing and dance in your presence, and I dance to the Lord. But some churches don't allow dancing. I don't go to that church anymore. You know, that's the thing. If you're going to a church and you cannot agree with all of its tenets, then that's not a church you should be going to. Because you need to belong to a church that you can agree with completely in order for it to be able to feed your soul with God's word. If you can't agree with some of the things that that church requires, then you don't belong there. You need to go somewhere else. So I did. There were just things I couldn't. And I grew up in that church, okay? So maybe that's why I knew there were some things that I didn't agree with. It's things that you can find in the Bible, like with the dancing and the singing and the praise. It's, I figured if David did it in the Bible and he danced unto the Lord, then dancing was okay. It was just a certain kind of dancing that you shouldn't do. Okay? That's where I came to. Each of us has to make up their own mind depending upon what church you go to. All right? I used to go to the Episcopal Church. When I was married, my husband was Episcopalian, but I didn't do that for very long because they like, you can do anything you want to during the week as long as you go to church and you stand up and you kneel down and you say the prayers and you open your little prayer book and you read your prayers, and as long as you do that, then you're okay and you can go away from Sunday and do it all over again. It's like asking God's forgiveness by rote. That's not how it's supposed to be done, because you don't have to have any true repentance in your heart to do it that way. All you got to do is read the prayer, and that's not what it's about. So that didn't last very long. I was baptized in the Episcopal Church so that I could sing in the choir, and I loved the music. It was wonderful. But that's not what it's all about either. You can't go to a church just for the music. You have to agree with the church. And I didn't. I simply didn't. So grabbed my opportunity when we moved to a different town, and I quit going to that church. I didn't go to that denomination anymore. So we found a different one. You've got to agree with what you're doing. If you find something wrong with what you're doing and you can't find something right with it, then you've got to quit doing it and you've got to pick up somewhere else. You got to find something that you can agree with is proper in God's eyes. Even the church I grew up in fell short. And I did find another non-denominational little church when we moved up to Priest Lake, and it was beautiful. But when we moved away, of course, it was non-denominational. There wasn't anything else that was similar because it was the preacher doing his thing, and he always preached from the Bible. And that was wonderful. But I couldn't take it with me. So, you know, here I am, guys. Here I am doing my own church, doing my own thing, and telling you to follow your heart when it comes to being in a church. Follow your heart. Agree with what they're telling you to do. Agree that it's right, or find a different church. You got to agree. God will tell you. God will tell you if that's right for you or not. All you have to do is listen. And here is something that I found that I really like. It's Judges chapter 5, verse 3. Hear this, you kings. Listen, you rulers. Even I will sing to the Lord. I will praise the Lord, the God of Israel, in song. So here again, there's nothing wrong with song. There's nothing wrong with singing. Music is a good thing. But you're singing. Or rather, listen to what you're singing. Because sometimes you can sing that stuff in private. You're just having fun with that. That's okay. But watch what you're singing in public, because you don't want to influence anybody in the wrong direction. So you got to be careful what you're doing in public, okay? At home, when you're with yourself, you're just singing for yourself, and you know what's right and what's wrong and what's true and what's not. And that's okay. Doing it in public when other people can be influenced is a different story. So just, you know, like my mama used to say, mind your P's and Q's. You'll be all right. Okay, here we go. We have got Eloise doing My Jesus Knows Just What I Need.
My Jesus knows when I'm lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each care. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because he cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies
people, whether it's a lie or not. Jesus knows all that. He knows all that. So you're not hiding anything from him. And if you think you are, you need to think again, because he knows all of it. And if you think you're getting away with something, get away with something with mama. No, mama always knows. Mama always knows. And if she asks you and you lie to her, she knows you're lying. And that's not a good thing. Really is not a good thing. So remember, he knows what you need, but he wants you to talk to him anyway. He wants you to ask him anyway. He wants you to say, Jesus, I need this. You know I need this. Could you please provide? And if he agrees, he will provide. We think we need things that sometimes we don't really need, we just want. And wanting and needing is two different things. But you know what? If we want something, if it's not going to hurt us and it's not going to hurt anybody else, chances are you probably get it. But he always makes sure we get what we need. And he knows everything we need. So talk to him. Tell him. Let him know that you understand the difference between wanting and needing. He wants to do that. He wants that from you. That's kind of a level of commitment. You know, that you're letting Jesus know what you need. Instead of trying to take care of it yourself and go out there and wrangle away to try to get it, you need so that he can provide it for you. And that's what he's after. That's what he wants you to do. That is a sign of submission to him, to his will, and to his sovereignty. So remember to do that. And here it is again, Elvis singing, Jesus knows just what I need.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because he cares. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what
to it, doesn't it? I love that. It's fantastic. Okay, take a breath. Get some oxygen flowing again. And here we go with Eloise doing Why Me, Lord.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of your blessings? Why me, Lord? What did I ever do that was worth love from you and the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus. I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus. I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Messiah, my soul's in your hands. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way that maybe I can repay what I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself.
on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Messiah. I know what I am. And now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, 'cause my soul's in your hand.
There you go. She does a wonderful job, doesn't she? Eloise Damon. I love listening to her. She is very, very wonderful. And I got to thank John for finding her. I don't know how long he has known about her, if he just found her, but I think he was led to find her whenever it was, because she is a wonderful, wonderful singer. Her voice is just so sweet and pure, that alto. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Her and Anne Murray. I mean, wow. You know, you could just sit and listen to them all day long. But we got to toss some Elvis in there. You know, we got to do that. It just makes it better. It just makes it better. So this is Elvis' version of Why Me, Lord. Now, Elvis always started Why Me, Lord with J.D. We get our J.D. fix today, too. Here's Elvis' version of Why Me.
Why Me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do to deserve loving you and the kindness you show?
Lord, help me, Jesus, I'm wasted.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. J.D., sounds fantastic. Thank you. I'd like to do one of my favorite gospel songs. This features the Stamps also, How Great Thou Art.
And then they don't do it. They cut it off. But it's possible we might hear that later if we have time. That's the thing with putting these shows together, and we put our songs in there, and we put as many as we think it's going to take up all the time. We're never sure. We have extras. We're short one or two. I don't take the time to time them out, okay? It's not that important because we can always add songs. And if we got extras, of course, we can always play them later. So it's just not something to stress over. I don't stress over it. But do these songs and ever wonder what's going through their minds when they're singing them? I know what goes through my mind when I sing them. I think about where my heart is. Maybe the difference between where it is and where it should be. And singing that song becomes a prayer. And I think that's what it's meant to happen. You know, I think that's what is meant to happen. Yes. We're supposed to be thinking of where we're headed, where we should be headed, and where that song is leading us. The song is praise to God. The song is wonder at what he does for us, what he has for us. But it's also a prayer for our hearts, our spirits, where we need to be. And it always leaves room after the song is over to continue on that path in prayer if we need to. That's always there. God is always accessible through prayer. Jesus is always ready to hold us in his arms if we need a hug. Remember that. If you're praying sometime and you're praying very earnestly and your whole attention is on praying to Jesus and you see him in your mind's eye, don't be surprised. Don't let your eyes flash open and end that vision, because you never know what wonderful things might happen from that. Been there. And you never know. Try it. You're going to like it. You own it. All right. So here is Eloise. We're going to do Amazing Grace. And listen to this, because she speaks at the beginning of the song. I don't know what she's saying because I don't speak Afrikaans. But she does. And it's just, it's beautiful to listen to, even if you don't know what she's saying. It's beautiful to listen to. And I found myself a couple times playing that just to listen to her talk. It is like when I went to Holland that time, I used to turn on the news just to hear the Dutch. Because I can't do that here at home. But I could there. I could listen to as much Dutch as I wanted to, as long as I wanted to stay in that hotel room. Because you don't hear it on the street so much. The little town I stayed in just didn't have a whole lot of people. So I went walking around that town to see things, and I found this beautiful little graveyard. Packed. Head to toe. It had been there for hundreds of years. It really had. I found a couple of graves with the dates of 1600s and some more with the 1700s. It had been there a long time. And the church that was attached to was a big old stone church, an old stone church. And I find graveyards very peaceful. They're not scary. They're peaceful. I love it. And I found myself walking around that graveyard singing How Great Thou Art and Amazing Grace. It was a very strange feeling, because it was peaceful before I started to sing. And I didn't sing quiet. You know, I'm right behind some grocery store or some business or something. I'm just singing. I'm not worried about being quiet. I'm out there in the cemetery. I don't know if anybody heard me or not. I didn't pay any attention. But I was walking around this graveyard singing How Great Thou Art. And it was peaceful before, but when I was singing, it was almost like a blanket of peace came down over that graveyard. That's the best way I can describe that. And I didn't want to leave. It wasn't scary at all. It was a place of peace. I did eventually go, but I must have spent an hour in that graveyard. And try that sometime if you go someplace peaceful like that. Sing a praise song. See what happens to your heart. See what happens to everything around you. Birds and insects, the very air. See what happens. You're going to be very surprised. Feel what happens in your heart. And you'll want to do it again. I guarantee it. So here is Eloise with Amazing Grace. And she is speaking Afrikaans at the beginning.
Wonderlijk, wonderlijk, wonderlijk. Dank je, Heere Jezus, voor wat je voor ons aan die kruis komt in het. Ongekende genade, mijn vriend, vrienden. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, Jesus, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace, holy grace, appear the hour Jesus I repented. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. This grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me. Rich like me. Oh, I once was so lost, but Jesus, you found me. I was blind, but now I see.
Oh, yeah. I love that song, too. Sometimes just kind of sing that song for yourself, you know, because it gives you a peace inside. It's a wonderful song. That was a song I was supposed to sing at my friend Valerie's funeral, but she ended up not wanting a funeral, not wanting a memorial service, so I didn't get to sing for her. And my one regret is not thinking about doing it on the phone before she passed. I only got one chance to talk to her before she went. It was 3 days before she passed. And I was more concerned with telling her what she meant to me and how much I loved her and how I was going to miss her. And now we always have regrets. My regret is not thinking about singing that song to her while I had her. Because it's a typical failing of human beings to think, well, I can do that tomorrow. I can call her again tomorrow. Guess what? Sometimes tomorrow doesn't happen. And for Valerie, that tomorrow didn't happen. Unless it happened for her up in the Lord's place, home, heaven, the other realm, whatever you want to call it, okay? That's where she was the next day. She wasn't around for me to sing Amazing Grace to her. And that is my regret with her. But you know what? There will come a time that I will be able to do that. And I'm looking forward to that time. So here is Elvis' version, take two of Amazing Grace. I think. Yep.
Yeah.
You know that I think everybody that sings that song. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It just seems that way. If it's not recording artists that are recording it, which most of them have, everybody that knows it will sing it in church or at home doing dishes. Or that's one of my favorites. But, yeah, I think everybody sings that song. I think that's wonderful. I wonder if the person that wrote it knows that. That's something I'll have to remember to ask when I get home. Now I'm curious, and I will never know the answer to that for a long time now. But anyway, here is the next song is another one of my favorites. And we just hardly ever do this in church. I don't know why. We hardly ever do. So I did it as a solo just because I could. So here is Eloise doing In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the deer is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we dance there none other has ever known.
Strange place to end a song.
It was very weird.
I know, it's like current, and I heard it before and still forgot about it, but yeah. And yes, yes, that is her singing or her whistling. I watched the videos because I was curious.
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah.
And so I would switch over and watch the videos. Yes, it's her. She's whistling. Whistling and playing guitar and singing. I'm surprised she doesn't get confused. But she's pretty good at it. So that's okay. Hey, how about Elvis' version of In the Garden? I know you guys don't want to hear that, do you? We could skip it. We go on something else. No reaction? They know I'm joking. Okay. Well, here we go. Elvis' version of In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear. The Son of God discloses, and He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells.
Good version myself. Yep.
Very good.
We'll take. Oh, yeah, we'll take that one. Yeah, he doesn't have to do that one over. We'll take that one. That's good. And here's another one. I've always loved these songs. These songs are just all so fantastic. And then we get to hear Elvis sing them. And that's even better. Okay, well, here's Eloise first. Doing Put Your Hand in the Hand of the
omdat
jou
Man. Jezus lief, omdat mij Jezus lief, is hij bij jou. De Heilige Geest is in jou. Ruach Elohim, Geest van God. En ek en jy het vandag die reg om ons hand net uit te steek. En jy sit hom in die hand van jou God, Jezus Christus. The Man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Yeah, put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Oh, take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I take a look into the holy book, I start to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter clears the temple. Oh, for the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas from what we profess to be. And it causes me shame to know we're not the people we should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stills the waters. Yeah, put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. His name is Jesus. And take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Yeah, did you catch that bit of accent in there? That's so cute.
Yes.
I like that. That's pretty cool,
yeah.
Huh? And it does, yeah. It does kind of remind me of the Dutch accent. It really does. But when you consider where it came from, that's not surprising. So there we go. How about Jesus? Yeah. No, you can't forget, Jenny, you can't forget. How about Elvis's version of Put Your Hand in Hand? Always going to forget and go on to a different song. That's taking my life in my hands. I think I probably shouldn't do that. So here is the rehearsal and take one of Elvis' version of Put Your Hand in the Hand.
Put your gum, gum. Don't look at yourself and you will look at others. Put your hand in the hand of the man and still the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man and calm the sea. Don't look at yourself, you will look at others differently. Put your hand in the man from Galilee. Look at others. Hand in the hand. How many lyrics you got to it? Every time I look at those. Take a look at yourself, you can look at others different.
Forget the ending.
Yeah, they forgot the ending. I'm just going to have to deal with it somehow. No ending at all. Good, bad, or indifferent. Okay, fine. I will live. I have determined I will live. You know, no ending at all. That's a tough one for me to handle, you know? I'll get there. I'll get there. I will make it. I will cross that creek. I will. Talk myself into it, right?
Heart. Oh, God.
Okay. All right. On to the next endeavor. And this is really, okay, if you want to cry, here's one you can cry for. It's okay. Here's Eloise doing her cover of Elvis's If That Isn't Love.
Feel it, the splendor of heaven. Knowing his destiny falls the lonely hill of Golgotha. There to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, my love, then the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky. And the sparrows can't fly. They can't fly. If that isn't love, my love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love. 'Cause even in death you remember the thief hanging by his side. But he spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise. Now my Lord, if that isn't love, my God, in the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky.
The little sparrows, no, they won't fly. No, they won't fly. That is Daddy's own love.
Messiah.
And heaven's a mess. There's no feeling like this. That isn't love.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Okay, something even nicer. And I'm not going to hear any argument about that, I don't think. Here is take 7 of Elvis' version of If That Isn't Love.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life. He remembered the thief hanging by his side. He spoke of love and compassion. Then he took him to pay.
Just because Elvis sang it, right? And he just has a style. It's just a certain style that nobody else ever quite gets completely correct. And I like it that way. That's good. That's good. All right, that doesn't work. You got to do more than that, Jenny. It's a computer thing again. Come on. Don't come on. Okay. No, don't do that. Thank you. You guys, this is so much fun. Yeah, trying to figure this out. But we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Someday. Some week. Some century. It just doesn't like me sometimes, you know. That's just how it goes. And then it takes forever to make up its mind. Okay. Oh, that one would be good. What am I looking for? Yes, that's what I'm looking for. And I might not find another one. Okay, here's one that she does a medley of two songs. And I'm going to play one of those, Elvis version. This is Beyond the Blue, and He Touched Me.
I'll see my Savior's face that scene of saving grace somewhere beyond the blue.
Version of He Touched Me, take one and two, but that does take 5 minutes, and that's about a little more than what I've got, so I'm going to say goodbye now. Thank you for joining me for this special gospel show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, because Eloise has an absolutely beautiful voice, and hopefully she has many more years of singing ahead of her, and then when you put it with Elvis, can't beat it. A beautiful show. I know that these songs touched some hearts out there, and I hope you really did enjoy that. I really do hope that it blessed you, and you will take it with you throughout the week. Share it with whoever you come in contact with, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay healthy. Stay safe. And I'll see you on Tuesday. And here is Elvis' version of He Touched Me, take one and two.
Bye, Gina.
Start it.
This way. Let me sing. And then you say. Oh.
Never cease to praise him.